AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse testifies in his murder trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin, sobbing at times.
That's right, run.
Rittenhouse defended his decisions during a night of violent protests in the city last year.
I did what I had to do to stop the person who was attacking me.
By killing them.
Two of them passed away, but I stopped the threat from attacking me.
His lawyers have called for a mistrial, saying some of the questions by prosecutors were out of bounds. Judge Bruce Schroeder scolded Prosecutor Thomas Binger.
You know very well that an attorney can't go into these types of areas when the judge has already ruled without asking outside the presence of the jury to do so.
The judge did not immediately rule on the request. Rittenhouse killed two people and wounded a third in the shootings in August of 2020. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says about 900,000 children from 5 to 11 have had their first coronavirus vaccine doses in the past week. Overall,
and through pharmacies alone, 700,000 additional appointments are already on the calendar at local pharmacies.
President Biden traveled to the Port of Baltimore to showcase the $1 trillion infrastructure bill passed by Congress, which he will sign next Monday. The president says while helping to speed up the supply chain and rebuilding crumbling roads and bridges, the measure will generate thousands of new jobs.
Not $12 an hour, not $15 an hour, $45 an hour and up with good benefits. So you can raise a family on and build a middle class out.
Biden adds eliminating the log jams and increasing supplies will lower prices for goods and services, easing inflation. This is AP News. 10 states are suing to block the Biden administration vaccine mandate on healthcare workers in programs covered by Medicare and Medicaid. The AP's Mike Gracia has more.
10 states have filed a lawsuit against the federal government to try to block a COVID-19 vaccine requirement for healthcare workers that's scheduled to take effect January 4th. The lawsuit was filed in federal court in Missouri. It contends the vaccine requirement from the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is unprecedented and unreasonably broad. Last week, CMS issued a rule requiring COVID-19 vaccinations for more than 17 million workers in about 76,000 healthcare facilities and home health care providers that get funding from federal health programs. I'm Mike Gracia.
A North Carolina trial judge orders the state to pay $1.75 billion to help narrow the state's public education inequities, angering Republicans who claim the order violates the legislature's authority over state funding. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.